You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Reminding ourselves constantly about Ma'amad HaSinai. So that means the foundation of the belief of the Yehudi is that one time whole nation stood by a mountain and the Creator spoke with them. There are cults that they claim that individual spoke to Hashem because he was dehydrated in the Midbar and his mind was not working. So they claim that they had some type of, they call it Vahy. That's what they claim. It's not true, but no, that's what they claim. But there's no cult belief that could claim the nation, millions of people, they heard Hashem. So now, this reminder has to be constant. Like, let's say you get up in the morning, you have to feel, you're standing by Har Sinai. As Rambam himself brings, that this is a foundation of a belief of a Yehudi, that never, never forget the incident of Har Sinai. So what exactly happened in Har Sinai? What were the items that we ran into at Har Sinai?
Talk to Hashem.
Talk to Hashem. What else? What do we see? What do we hear?
We saw the
letters. What else?
Kolot.
We saw the shofar. We heard the sound of the shofar. What else? What else? Right, what else?
They saw the color.
Yeah, we saw exactly the whole letters when Hashem spoke. What else?
We saw the color too, the blue.
We saw the blue color. Anything else?
We were born again.
We were thrown away, yes.
All seven rikiyot were open
Ata Horeta Ladat, right. So that we saw that there's nobody except Hashem. Yeah. Anything else they saw? No? Yeah, that's everybody was healed, right. That's why the hospital is called the right, exactly, because everybody was healed. That's why they named the hospital, yeah. Anything else they saw? What was that, the Har Sinai, when Hashem came down? What happened to the
fire.
Mountain? Fire! Chazak Baruch! Fire, smoke, flower, fire, smoke. Beautiful. So you have to remember a lot of things,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So what is the fire represent? Fire, what does it represent? Fire? But it's hot. Fire is not hot.
That fire is not hot.
It was not hot? Yeah. But there was a smoke, no? But what do you do with the fire? Say? Barbecue, what else?
Light in the dark.
Light, what else? Light the candle.
But that fire, you got energy.
Understand, but like today, that I have to remind myself about the incident of Har Sinai. So what do you do with the fire?
Gehenna.
Yeah, could be that, yeah, Chas V'Shalom, yeah. You burn it?
Ah,
you burn it. Beautiful. But what is it called when he's fiery? You heard this and say he's fiery. What does it mean? Yeah, that's what it means?
He's
very excited. Could be?
Very passionate, very fiery.
Passionate, excited. Yeah, good. Yeah? That's, So now, one of the beautiful messages here is that Mamad Har Sinai, Hashem, you know, to program, you know, to have beautiful fire. And that means that, obviously, we're here at Ma'av Yisrim, B'zad Hashem, come to Beit Knesset, Shachayit Min Ha'arvit, Musaf, B'zad Hashem. So the point right here is, you have to have a detector, how much fire I'm carrying with me. You have one of the detectors? The thermometer. Yeah. So how much fire are you feeling? How much? So here we are informed that Yehudi should understand, first of all, that his service has to be fiery. You have to have excitement, high energy, you have to be happy, you have to be excited, you cannot wait. Tomorrow morning you have to come to Shacharit. That's the spread that you should have. The other beautiful message of fire here is that many things that we ran into in our life, in past, still stays with us. So now you have to have a special torch to burn it. You know, you ran into things that was not pleasant, right? Bothered you, or it still bother you. And the reason is, you need to do Haggadah, with no torch, with they call it Nibun. So you need special torch to get rid of it. Because you cannot drag it. So that's one of the messages that Yerushalayim Shalom says, at Ma'amad Har Sinai, I program some fire for you. Why? Because you should not forget this. First of all, you have to have fiery excitement. And the other point here is, all of these memories that you carry on with you, Chas v'Shalom, is going to paralyze you. So you need this fire, just clean it up. So easy. Follow? Yeah. This fire that is created by you. Yeah, yes. You have to bring it out and then get rid of it. It's very interesting that in Shavuot we learn that they bring an offering. It says Mincha Hadasha. Right? You remember the Pasuk? It says in the Torah, in Shavuot they bring Mincha Hadasha. What does Mincha Hadasha mean? Offering that is
new.
So now here in Shavuot we learn that you should understand that you have to offer new offering. What does a new offering mean? That means you should not look like yesterday. But if you look like yesterday, so it's not going to work. Your offering is not accepted. You follow? You have to be chadash. You have to be chadash. You have to renew. You have to look happier, smilier, more excitement. That's what the Shavuot brought for us. You know, people, like when you ask them about their belongings, right? To say, the car. How do you say, I have a car? How do you say? So do you have a car? What do they say? Yes, I have a car. When you say, ask him, you have a cell phone, what do you say? Yes. You have a house, what do you say? Yes. So you say, I have a car, I have a cell phone, cell phones, I have a house, and this and that. You see, the question here that we have to ask ourselves, that do I have a car, or the car have me? Do I have a cell phone, or cell phone has me? Do I have a house, or house have me? Which one is it? Which one is it?
It has us.
Yeah, the car has me. The cell phone has me. It's not that I have a business. Business has me. Why? Because I cannot turn off my cell phone. Because the cell phone owns me. I cannot not drive the car or no, when I shouldn't, because the car doesn't let me. I cannot not go to work. Why? Because the work doesn't let me. So it's not that I own it. He owns me. Exactly. Or you ask somebody, do you have a brain? So I have a brain, or brain has me?
Because Anderson, brain has me.
Brain has me. Not I have a brain. Why? Because I don't tell the brain how to think, how to feel. The brain tells me how
I
should feel. Isn't that something? So here, that's what Tota Musha comes to tell us. You need this torch. You have to revise it. Don't let your car have you. Don't let cell phone have you. Don't let the house have you. Don't let your business to have you. You have to be the controller. Because if you become the servant of all these belongings, then it's not you anymore. You cannot function. You cannot be happy. You cannot be excited. If you're avodah, your service, then God forbid, it's not going to be as effective that it should be. Because you give up, you become tired, you have no spirit, people cannot talk to you, you don't have any sabro sele. So leave me alone. Don't talk to me. And that's what exactly what we learn in Shavuot. Mincha Hadasha, Mincha Hadasha. You have to be expert to bring no offering. No offering. And how? And that's the trick. You have to have this torch. Keep, yeah, it happened 10 years ago. It happened 5 years ago. It happened last year, from last month. It happened an hour ago. So what? So when you have this torch, you delete it from your system, and that's it. That's what the ish is all about. And that's the obligation. It's an obligation for every Yehudi. The Chas V'Shalom will be dragged by his past. Chas V'Shalom gets sank to whatever that has happened before. And that's what we need to do. Because that's a shame. To serve Hashem with lots of excitement, simcha, bezat Hashem, full force, and bezat Hashem, miskev avi yeshuot, besorot tovot lekol am Yisrael, amen ki ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.